You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
With everything you have on your plate, earning your degree online seems impossible. But at Grand Canyon University, we specialize in helping you fit a master's degree in education into your busy day. Your graduation team, led by your own GCU counselor, provides you with the personal support you need to succeed. Achieve your goals with a plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.
Good afternoon, my conscious co-creators. Good morning, good evening, wherever you're tuning in from. Welcome to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. I am very, very pleased that you are all here with me today. It's one of those special shows where it's just you and me discussing our topic of the day. So please comment on our Facebook Live, comment on the YouTube video, let us know what you're thinking, ask your questions. This is your opportunity. You have me for the hour. Ask your questions and I will answer them in the order they are received. Today's topic that we're going to get to in a moment is about surrendering, how and when to surrender. I think I might just change it up a little bit. So those of you who are here live will get to see what I'm actually going to talk about. But first, of course, we have our little section from our book, Everyday Awakening, getting close to the end of the book. I don't know, not too many more left. I'm asking you to vote. Tell me, how would you like me to start off my show once I finish and have gone through all the sections of my book? Do I start over again? Do I find something else to kind of set the theme for the day? You let me know, and the winner will get to help guide the show. So today's section of the book is entitled The Moments Lived Being Truly Present Are the Most Precious of All. What do we measure a life by? Do we measure it by the number of dollars earned? Do we measure it by the number of lives touched? Or do we stop measuring everything and just acknowledge that each life is precious? We all contribute in our own way. We add to the fullness that is life in this world. We all add to the richness that makes up the tapestry of creation. Regardless of how much money we have earned, regardless of how many accomplishments we are credited with, regardless of the races won, the moments we live being truly present with another being are the most precious of all. In the end, a life lived with joy and compassion is the richest life of all. Our value as an individual is not about who is the most productive. It is not about who makes the most deals. It is not about who has the largest or smallest family. Our energy, our presence creates a unique impact on this planet. everyone adds something to the mix. If we were not here, things would be different. If we never existed, life would be unimaginably altered. From the poorest of the poor to the richest and the most famous, we all have a place in this world. Our roles are different. Our purposes diverse. As we learn to revel in our differences and stop comparing ourselves to others, we start to live life more fully. When we focus on each moment as the precious gift it is, we become rich in experience. So how are you measuring your life? So it's actually quite interesting that this happens to be the section of the book today. And I guess I had written this back when I was a bit reflective in the past. And I was thinking about, how we measure life. How do we, when we're at the end of our days and we're looking back over our life, what are the things we remember? What are the moments that are nearest and dearest to us? And, I guess I've been on this kick for a while that having the most productive life is not necessarily having the richest life. And having a life filled with hours spent at work and making deals and making money and trying to become famous and getting millions of followers and doing, whatever it is that we do to gain recognition and awareness. But that's not what really makes us rich in our hearts. That actually those moments when we're really present to the sunset, the cool breeze blowing on our skin, the smell of pine trees in the winter or the flowers in the summer, the feeling of the ocean water washing against our skin, the view of a beautiful vista when we've hiked to the top of a mountain or gone to some amazing place like the Grand Canyon, or beholding some of the ancient sites like the pyramids in Giza or the ones in Mexico, the ruins in Rome, or some of the ancient sites throughout Europe and Africa and Asia. There's so much wonder. There's so much beauty in this world. There's so much to take in. Those moments are what make life worth living. Today in society, there's this pandemic of distractedness, of being so out of the present moment because of our phones or computers or TVs and wondering what's going on somewhere else in the world. We've never lived at a time where we have instant access to happenings and events around the planets instantaneously. And it's created this sort of pull to not be present to where we are right here, right now. What's going on right in front of us? Sharing these precious moments with the people we're with. Even if we don't like the person a whole lot, doesn't matter. This present moment is the richest place we can be. And I guess I you know, I've had these experiences, and I'm not saying I have these experiences all the time, but every now and then, there are these moments when I'm truly present, where I'm truly with another person, truly with nature, truly with my surroundings, where I'm not wondering, you know, who just texted me, who just messaged me, what did someone just post on social media, when I'm not distracted by that information that actually doesn't really make a huge difference in my life. Those moments when I'm sharing a meal with my wife, or a gathering with some amazing friends, or traveling to a new neighborhood in the city, or going to a different city, soaking in the texture, the feeling of what it means to be alive. Those moments are what make my life rich, are what make life worth living. And yeah, sometimes those moments are painful. Sometimes those moments hurt. Sometimes there's disappointment and pain. Could be physical pain, could be emotional pain. But even in the pain, that's how we know we're alive. That's how we know that we're here in a physical body experiencing life. Because when we numb ourselves out, when we distract ourselves from where we are in this moment, we lose such a precious gift. Nobody has ever said on their deathbed, "Oh, I wish I worked more hours on my business or at my job. Oh, I wish I spent more time on the computer or on my phone." No. People say things like, "I wish I told more people how I really felt about them. I wish I had expressed my love more. I wish I'd been more present to my life and those around me. I wish I had been there for a friend who was in pain that I didn't even know it." Those are the kinds of regrets we have at the end of our life. And so, if those are the regrets, what can we do about them now? To me, the answer always comes back to one thing. It's about living life in this amazing, beautiful, present moment. Now look, do we experience every moment as beautiful? Of course not. If we just got into an accident, if you're in a war zone, if you're in the middle of an abusive relationship, if you've just lost someone that's near and dear to you, those moments are painful. They're excruciating. We would rather be anywhere else than to be here in that moment of agony. Yet even in our agony, there's an aliveness. The most challenging part about being in agony when we're present to it is not knowing when it's going to end. But if we can remember that this too shall pass, that nothing is permanent, that our pain is not permanent either, then maybe, just maybe, we can be a little bit more present to what's going on. And if each of us, if everyone hearing this message, whether live or the recording or playing it back years from now, if everyone hearing this can just focus on being a little bit more present in this moment, after you finish listening to this show, to truly be present to those around you, what a world we would have, huh? That maybe we'd be a little more concerned with the things that truly affect us and a little less concerned with the things that don't. That maybe then we can find meaning in our lives. Maybe then we can find our true life's purpose at the moment. Because maybe our purpose is nothing more than learning to be truly present to who we're with, to what we're with, to what we're experiencing, to squeeze the juice out of life by getting everything we can out of this moment in time. Because in the end, that is all we have, is this present moment. The past is gone. The future has not happened yet. We are only in this eternal present moment. It's all that exists for us. And I love this topic of presence. And although my scheduled topic for this week is about surrender, well, what are we surrendering to? Ultimately, it's surrendering to this present moment. So I think we're going to talk a little bit more about presence, especially because of some events that happened recently, which I will share with you. So I appreciate you all tuning in today. That was the section of my book. The section was entitled, "The Moments Lived Being Truly Present Are the Most Precious of All." And that, of course, is from my book, Everyday Awakening, which you all know by now. You can find it, everydayawakeningbook.com, or at your local bookstore. So we're going to go out for our first break. And when we come back, let's dive in. I'll be looking to see if my loyal listeners out there have any comments, and then we'll get into surrender and presence, how they're related, and why they're both so, so important in our lives. So you're listening to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. I do this every Thursday, 12 noon to 1 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on talkradio.nyc and all over Facebook and YouTube and Twitter and LinkedIn and Twitch. And we'll be right back in just a moment.
Are you a business owner? Do you want to be a business owner? Do you work with business owners? Hi, I'm Stephen Fry, your small and medium-sized business or SMB guy, and I'm the host of the new show, Always Friday. While I love to have fun on my show, we take those Friday feelings of freedom and clarity to discuss popular topics on the minds of SMBs today. Please join me and my various special guests on Friday at 11 a.m. on talkradio.nyc.
Are you a high-achieving, growth-oriented leader? Are you interested in developing your authentic leadership while creating a healthy, inclusive workplace? Hi, I'm Dr. Mara Brathu, host of The Hard Skills on talkradio.nyc at 1 p.m. Eastern on Fridays, where we discuss how leaders develop the hard skills needed to make a greater impact. We interview experts, have live coaching, and tackle these challenges. Listen to The Hard Skills on Fridays at 1 p.m. Eastern on talkradio.nyc.
What really drives success in business? Introducing Intangify, the show that explores the intangible assets that create value and growth. I'm Matthew Asbell, your host and an attorney focused on innovation. Join me Fridays at noon Eastern to discover how innovation, culture, and other intangibles shape thriving companies from startups to established businesses. We'll share strategies to unleash your business's true potential. Tune in live on talkradio.nyc Fridays at noon Eastern and Intangify your business today.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC. Uplift, educate, empower.
Welcome back to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. I'm truly grateful that you're all listening and here with me today. Good to see my dear friend Jay liking the stream on Facebook. Thank you, Jay. So my original topic for today, and we're still going to talk about it, is about surrendering. Because that was kind of in the conversation last week, kind of present about what it means to surrender, what it's like to surrender. But then something happened over the last week that really, took me to a new place. And I really, I have to give this gentleman a lot of credit. I had a session with this gentleman who I met by the name of Mark Mathis, who does this wonderful thing called Reset It. And he's up in Canada. And it was really fascinating to see the magic that he does, which is really all about bringing us back to presence and looking at anything that triggers us, anything that's from our programming and our conditioning, and looking at it through the eyes of presence and how it completely changes and lifts our triggers, our responses. And after I experienced his work, and it was very, very simple, and he would ask this question. When he got me in the state of presence, and so from this state of presence, is there, you know, X, Y, or Z, or is there just you? And every time it was like, just me, just you. And it really showed me the power of presence. And it also really showed to me like how much we truly are programmed from the time we're kids by our parents, by our school system, by society at large, like so much of what we experience is based on this conditioning that we get from the time we're children. And so that kind of experience. It really moved me and caused me to want to sort of shift exactly what my focus was going to be for the show this week. Because surrendering is a very powerful tool. And I do want to talk about surrendering. And here in the West, and just, I would say, kind of in patriarchal societies in general, the idea of surrendering is like an awful thought. It's like, no, you can't surrender. You've got to keep fighting. You've got to keep going. You know, no matter what, never give up, never give in, that kind of nonsense. Yes, I said nonsense. And sometimes the exact right thing to do is surrender, is to give up, to stop holding on. Because what happens when we surrender? And what are we really surrendering to? Ultimately, we're surrendering to presence. We're surrendering to what it means to be just present in the moment. And surrendering is not about giving up. It's not about failing at something. It's about surrendering to what life has put in front of us in this moment. It's about surrendering to whatever we're experiencing, whether it's pain, whether it's joy, whether it's gratitude, whether it's anger, really being present to those feelings and to ourselves. And if we can just take a moment to stop paying attention to our phones, to stop doom scrolling, and stop focusing so much on the doing and doing and doing of life, and focus and surrendering to just being in life, suddenly we have a totally different experience in life. Suddenly, we're here with ourselves in the present moment. And sometimes that's unpleasant. We've all experienced trauma. We've all had challenges in our life that we carry with us, even though they're long gone. But they're still present in our minds. And because of that pain, because of those unresolved issues, we constantly take ourselves out of the present moment. We constantly look towards something else. That's why this phenomenon of cell phones so easily pervaded society and got so popular, because it would pull us out of uncomfortableness that we experience in our own lives and gives us something else to focus on, gives us something else to distract us with, instead of just sitting right where we are and taking a breath and allowing our bodies and our beings to take in all of what we're experiencing. And yes, it's not easy. It's not fun to sit here and be present if you have a migraine or a stomach ache or you have a broken leg, or there's just something going on that is so painful, it almost brings us to tears. Maybe the love of your life left you. And maybe not only did they leave you, they cheated on you with your best friend, and they bashed you and talked bad about you and gaslit you, so you can't even talk to any of your friends and you just feel awful. And what I want you to hear from me today is, it's okay to feel awful. And it's not always going to be that way. Because the real trick to getting through these challenging experiences is by being present to them. Because when we're truly present to them, we don't hold on to them. We experience them, and then when they're gone, they're gone, and then we're having a new experience. And I'm going to talk a little bit more about that when we come back from this next break. And I do see our loyal listener, Sanaya, on the Facebook Live. And thank you. I'm glad you love these one-on-one shows. And she says, you gain clarity through painful moments. And that's absolutely true. And in some ways, we learn a lot more, both about ourselves and about the world around us, through the painful moments than we do through the joyful moments. Not that the joyful moments are not wonderful and ecstatic and beautiful, and we should not all experience them as much as possible.
Did you know that most vitamin D3 supplements come from sheep's wool? I'm Kat, founder of Ritual. We're making traceability the new standard for the supplement industry. When I was pregnant, I couldn't find a multivitamin I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested, and clean label project certified. Oh, and our vitamin D3? It comes from sustainably harvested lichen from England, not sheep. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
Absolutely. But yeah. If we stop judging those uncomfortable moments, wow, then there's a treasure trove of information there. So we're going to take this quick break, and then when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about what we can learn from nature and presence so that it can serve us. So you're listening to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. We do this every Thursday, 12 noon to 1 p.m. Eastern Time, and all across social media and all across all the podcasting platforms. You can catch the recording, and we'll be right back in just a moment.
Are you passionate about the conversation around racism? Hi, I'm Reverend Dr. TLC, host of the Dismantle Racism Show, which airs every Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern on talkradio.nyc. Join me and my amazing guests as we discuss ways to uncover, dismantle, and eradicate racism. That's Thursdays at 11 o'clock a.m. on talkradio.nyc.
In a post-COVID world, you may have many unanswered questions regarding your health. Are you looking to live a healthier lifestyle? Do you have a desire to learn more about mental health and enhance your quality of life? Or do you just want to participate in self-understanding and awareness? I'm Frank R. Harrison, host of Frank About Health, and each Thursday, I will tackle these questions and work to enlighten you. Tune in every Thursday at 5 p.m. on talkradio.nyc, and I will be Frank About Health to advocate for all of us.
Hey everybody, it's Tommy D, the nonprofit sector connector, coming at you from my attic. Each week here on talkradio.nyc, I host a program, Philanthropy in Focus. Nonprofits impact us each and every day, and it's my focus to help them amplify their message and tell their story. Listen each week at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time until 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC at www.talkradio.nyc. Now broadcasting 24 hours a day.
So what can we learn from nature about presence? What can nature teach us? What can we observe that can really help us with presence, particularly being present in those challenging moments? So I like to think of the story of the gazelle and the lion. You see, if you observe animals, animals are very, very present to their environment. That's why you can be playing with a dog and then all of a sudden squirrel and it runs and it's, oh, something else. Oh. Because it's presence. It's just there. Being with whatever it notices. But with the gazelle and the lion, it's quite interesting. The gazelle can be out grazing in the savannah. Then all of a sudden the lion jumps out of nowhere and starts chasing it and the gazelle runs. And during that time, when the lion is chasing it, the adrenaline is flowing, the animal's working extra hard. It's running for its life. It's literally running for its life. And maybe the lion scratches it. Maybe it catches it. Even maybe bites it. But then the gazelle gets away. Sometimes it doesn't. But the gazelle gets away. And then it runs off. And eventually there's no lion around. And then what does the gazelle do? If you really pay attention to those nature shows, all animals that have just escaped a predator, they all do the same thing. They shake. They shake. They shake off the experience. And then they go right back to grazing again. Because whatever trauma they've experienced, they don't hold on to it. They surrender to the moment. They're fully present when they're in the middle of the life or death situation. And then once they're out of that life or death situation, they shake it off and now they're present to what their current situation is, which is not life or death anymore. And it's so fascinating because so many of us still think we're living in the plains of Africa running around. Well, there are some people still living there. But most of us in modern society are not living in the jungles, not living in the savannas, in the plains. Most of us are not in constant life or death situations. Yet somehow our nervous system reacts all the time as if they are. Your boss yells at you. You immediately go into a panic. Oh my God, he's going to fire me. And then I'm not going to be able to pay my bills. And then I'm going to, and the mind goes on and we act as if we're in an immediate life or death situation. And we're not. And it's so interesting that when we stop, give ourselves a moment and come into presence, we can ask ourselves, is this a life or death situation I'm experiencing? And the answer is almost always no, it's not life or death. And then we can calm down. And then we can be truly present to what's going on and receive the gift that we're experiencing in that moment. But as long as we're activated, as long as we're acting as if, oh my God, I got to run. Someone's going to kill me. Oh no, I'm going to die. Then we can't be truly present. Because the idea of annihilation, of death, is so challenging for us to deal with. To be present to it is really takes a lifetime of practice. So this is why surrendering is so important. And surrendering in a way that we give up on our judgments of the situation. We give up on making something right or wrong. We give up on trying to figure out, like, what do I do? You know, when I feel like I'm not doing my best job, and or my wife yells at me, or my kids hate me, say they hate me, what do I do? In my experience, if we can hold the position that life is perfect, it's not easy to do, because there's a lot of things about life that sure don't seem perfect. But if we can hold that in our consciousness, that life is perfect, then we don't have to fix anything. We don't have to change anything. We don't have to go against the present moment, and we can surrender to what's right in front of us. Ooh, Sanaya asks a good question on the live stream. She said, can you ever detach and separate physical surrendering from spiritual surrendering? Well, it's not about physical surrendering versus spiritual surrendering. It's just about physical versus spiritual. And in my hallucination, in my imagination, in my view of the way life works, we're spiritual beings having a physical experience, not physical beings having a spiritual experience, which means we came into this physical life to experience life and the juiciness of it. Now, why would a spiritual being, why would this blob of energy want to come into this seemingly restrictive physical experience? Well, I can't say for sure, but over the years, over the 13 plus years that I've been doing my show, I've had on many psychics, many spiritual communicators, and they almost all say the same thing, that like in the spirit world, they can't wait to get into physical form because there's so much about life that we can experience through a physical body that if we were just a blob of energy that we could not experience, we wouldn't have the senses of smell and taste and touch and sight. So the question is not really about detaching physically or detaching spiritually. It's about surrendering and being present. Because detaching is only taking us out of presence. Now, look, I do not like experiencing pain as much as the next person. When I go to the dentist and they need to drill on a tooth, I'm like, shoot me up with all the Novocaine you can. I don't want to feel it. And afterwards, even though I didn't feel it when they were doing it and it wears off and I'm all sore, I don't enjoy that. And I also know that that's my body telling me and giving me information. And so I'll be present to it If it gets to be too much, I might take some aspirin. I might take some kind of a painkiller, but really I don't want to. I want to surrender to the feeling miserable because that's what I'm experiencing in this moment. And you know what? When I surrender to feeling miserable, I'm usually not quite as miserable. And then when the pain goes away and I'm no longer miserable, I feel so much better. Because presence is a practice. Surrendering to presence is a practice. So how do we surrender? Right? My title for this show is How and When to Surrender. Well, the when is basically all the time. And the how is by just being present. So how do we come into presence? Now, look, what I'm about to share, and actually, we got a break coming up, so I'm going to share it after the break. But what I'm going to share after break about how to surrender to presence, I'm not saying it's easy. And I'm not saying you're going to get it on the first try. And I'm not saying that, you know, people who have complex trauma are going to be able to do this. I'm just talking to my loyal listeners like Sanaya, like Sarah, like Jay, like Patty, like William, that we're capable, because we don't have such extreme trauma, that we are very capable of surrendering to presence. And I'll talk about that when we come back and wrap up the show. So please type your questions in the Facebook Live, in the YouTube live stream, or Twitter or LinkedIn. Let me know what questions you have, and I'll try and get to them before the end of the show. We just got one segment left. So please don't go anywhere. Stay with us, and we will be right back to finish talking about surrendering and presence in just a moment.
What really drives success in business? Introducing Intangify, the show that explores the intangible assets that create value and growth. I'm Matthew Asbell, your host and an attorney focused on innovation. Join me Fridays at noon Eastern to discover how innovation, culture, and other intangibles shape thriving companies from startups to established businesses. We'll share strategies to unleash your business's true potential. Tune in live on talkradio.nyc Fridays at noon Eastern and Intangify your business today.
Hey everybody, it's Tommy D, the Nonprofit Sector Connector, coming at you from my attic. Each week here on talkradio.nyc, I host a program, Philanthropy in Focus. Nonprofits impact us each and every day, and it's my focus to help them amplify their message and tell their story. Listen each week at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time until 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on talkradio.nyc.
Are you a conscious co-creator? Are you on a quest to raise your vibration and your consciousness? I'm Sam Liebowitz, your Conscious Consultant, and on my show, The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, we will touch upon all these topics and more. Listen live at our new time on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time. That's The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, Thursdays, 12 noon on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC at www.talkradio.nyc. Now broadcasting 24 hours a day.
Okay, here we go with our last segment of the show. And and Sanaya made a beautiful comment. She said, right, The presence is what excites the spirit to be one with our environment. It seems complex, but it's quite simplistic. We overthink the process. Just go with it. You will find your flow. Absolutely, Sanaya. Exactly. Now, again, how do we surrender to the present moment? Sometimes it can be as simple as just taking a breath, just giving ourselves some space to experience what's currently happening. So if you would like to try this with me, just take a moment and close your eyes. If you're watching the video, just listen, but close your eyes. Don't do this if you're driving or operating heavy equipment. Thank you. Close your eyes. And just bring your awareness to your heart space, to the center of your chest. And just give a moment to feel what it feels like to be there in your heart space. And you might be having some thoughts, and just let them go. You don't have to pay attention to them. I'm not saying you have to stop them. But if you just go internal for that moment and take a breath, and with your eyes closed, just notice, can you feel the temperature of the air on your skin? Can you hear the sound of my voice in your ears? Maybe there's some background noise you're feeling. Can you feel what it's like to sit in the chair? Or if you're standing up, what it's like to have your feet on the ground? And when you open your eyes, what is the first thing you notice? How bright is it or how dim is it? Is there a color that pops out to you more than another? Maybe white, maybe green, maybe black. Just pay attention to your senses. Without judgment, without making anything of it, without even considering whether something is pretty or beautiful or not. Just be present to your surroundings for a moment. And by doing that, we're surrendering to our senses, and we're surrendering to presence. Usually it's a lot easier to do it with our eyes closed, but you can do it with your eyes open. Because presence is not about what are you looking at, what are you seeing. Presence is about surrendering the judgment, the desire to change things, the desire to be in a different place or want a different thing. So that's how we surrender. And there are many other techniques. I'm just trying to give you the simplest one that you can use anytime, anywhere. Because if you want to be more present to your life, the most important thing you can do is to give space to it. To take a moment, to breathe it in. Maybe you're having a conversation with someone. Before you respond, before you say a word after they've just asked you a question, just take a moment to give some space before you respond. And if you're being if you're in the middle of being triggered, if you're in a heightened state, all the more reason to give some space. You know, what Sanaya said is so true. It seems complex, but it's actually so simple. But our minds love to overcomplicate things. So if you want to surrender to the present moment, just focus on your physical senses. What is it like to be here, right now? And just notice things around you in your environment that you don't normally notice. Sometimes it's just decide on a color like red and say, okay, let me look for everything that's red. Or sometimes it's about a scent or a smell. You know, just breathe in and what do you smell? And, you know, maybe you recently cleaned and so there's a clean smell or a household cleaning product smell, or maybe you have house plants or flowers and you just watered them so you can smell the soil a bit more. Or maybe it's about hearing and listening. You know, I live in an apartment building in New York City, down the block from a fire station and a police station. I hear sirens all the time. And sometimes it can be very unpleasant to hear those sirens. And sometimes I may just want to block them out. And if I block out the sounds of my environment, then I'm not truly being present. So you tell me, what do you notice in your environment that you don't normally notice? What do you see? What do you smell? What do you feel? What do you taste? Sometimes just surrendering to what your body is feeling in the moment. Do you feel hungry? Do you feel thirsty? Do you feel full? Maybe you ate too much and you don't need to eat anymore. Just surrender and feel your body. And for a lot of us, that's a big challenge. We don't want to be in our bodies because of some trauma we've had in the past. It may not be that simple, or it may not be that easy, but it is that simple. And yes, it's a practice. And what does that mean? It's a practice. It means the more we practice it, the better we get at it. So my invitation to you for the week is practice being present. Even in the unpleasant moments in life. And let me know what happens for you. What is it like for you when you're being more present to your life? And you'll come back next week and you share on the live stream or email me and let me know. And I'll talk about it before I introduce my guest. Okay. You can always reach me at sam@theconsciousconsultant.com. So I really want to thank you all for tuning in today. I hope something in this episode resonated with you. I hope you got something out of it. I hope there was some practice or some insight that you can use that can support you in your day-to-day life. And of course, as always, if you missed any part of today's show, you can always catch the replay on talkradio.nyc or on any of the podcasting platforms, Apple, Amazon, Google, Spotify, Pandora, iHeartRadio, wherever you love to listen to podcasts, you can find the Conscious Consultant Hour. So thank you all so much. Take care. We will talk to you all next week.
Listening to Talk Radio NYC. Uplift, educate, empower.
Are you a high-achieving, growth-oriented leader? Are you interested in developing your authentic leadership while creating a healthy, inclusive workplace? Hi, I'm Dr. Mara Brathu, host of The Hard Skills on talkradio.nyc at 1 p.m. Eastern on Fridays, where we discuss how leaders develop the hard skills needed to make a greater impact. We interview experts, have live coaching, and tackle these challenges. Listen to The Hard Skills on Fridays at 1 p.m. Eastern on talkradio.nyc.
Are you a business owner? Do you want to be a business owner? Do you work with business owners? Hi, I'm Stephen Fry, your small and medium-sized business or SMB guy, and I'm the host of the new show, Always Friday. While I love to have fun on my show, we take those Friday feelings of freedom and clarity to discuss popular topics on the minds of SMBs today. Please join me and my various special guests on Friday at 11 a.m. on talkradio.nyc.
Are you a conscious co-creator? Are you on a quest to raise your vibration and your consciousness? I'm Sam Liebowitz, your conscious consultant, and on my show, The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, we will touch upon all these topics and more. Listen live at our new time on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time. That's The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, Thursdays, 12 noon on talkradio.nyc.
In a post-COVID world, you may have many unanswered questions regarding your health. Are you looking to live a healthier lifestyle? Do you have a desire to learn more about mental health and enhance your quality of life? Or do you just want to participate in self-understanding and awareness? I'm Frank R. Harrison, host of Frank About Health, and each Thursday, I will tackle these questions and work to enlighten you. Tune in every Thursday at 5 p.m. on talkradio.nyc, and I will be Frank About Health to advocate for all of us.
Passionate about the conversation around racism? Hi, I'm Reverend Dr. TLC, host of the Dismantle Racism Show, which airs every Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern on talkradio.nyc. Join me and my amazing guests as we discuss ways to uncover, dismantle, and eradicate racism. That's Thursdays at 11 o'clock a.m. on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC. Uplift, educate, empower.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com. Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.